I walked out on a cold, cold morning like no other. The air was thick with the early mist, the fog lay on the ground. I stepped beneath an oaken tree and I gazed across the clover. The still of the air was broken there and I heard a mournful sound. I wish that I had never seen the sight that came before me. It made the chill seem greater still when I knew what I had found. Dressed in black with his hood pulled low in the image of a specter, through the misty haze he held my gaze. I looked into his eyes.
His were the eyes of famine and suffering. The pain of sorrow was there magnifying. I felt the depth of hopelessness and apathy and I cried.
Despair, the rising of his passion, I'll show to you a life anew where riches will abound. Take my hand and I'll lead you on the path of their deception, their poverty, your infamy, as you lay them to the ground. Know you be within your heart the greed and the corruption that lingers there till unaware you forfeit sight and sound. For I am only the creation of your own invention. I do your will, but I hunger still, for I know no bounds.
His were the eyes of famine and suffering. The pain of sorrow was there magnifying. I felt the depth of hopelessness and apathy, and I cried.
Lightning struck the oaken tree, and it ripped the trunk asunder. From overhead I heard the dread wail of the midnight hound. In a fiery light as bright as day, I saw her grip the thunder. She regarded me with sympathy and sang the sweetest sound. Ah, ah, ah.
Her eyes alighted on the image of the hooded specter, who rose on high with a chilling cry that cracked the frozen ground. More horrid sound I'd never heard poured forth upon the winter, but stopped a sudden when confronted by her fearless song.
Hers were the eyes of courage and compassion. The hope of life was there magnifying. I felt the wrath of innocence deceived and I cried.
As her song swept over me and filled me with its passion, the specter slipped into the mist, nowhere to be found. You need not listen to his lies, a promise of perfection. It is the child of his own guile and he'll lay you to the ground. He is the slave of ignorance and knows not light or wonder. Give him not a single thought which only bids him dwell. Yours is the charge to drive him forth and cease his spiritual plunder, where none will dare to seek him there, never to be found.
Hers were the eyes of courage and compassion. The hope of life was there magnified. I felt the wrath of innocence deceived and I cried.